Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar, home of the 2025 Breeders' Cup World Thoroughbred Championships. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to our Breeders' Cup Prep Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Important prep races across the country today. Keeneland, Belmont and Aqueduct, and Santa Anita all hosting multiple races that will lead us to Breeders' Cup, hopefully contenders. And a lot to talk about today. First posted Santa Anita for their 10-race card will be at 1 o'clock. We're already getting underway at Aqueduct shortly, and Keeneland will start off at 10 o'clock our time. So to talk about a lot of these things, let's get right to our regular co-host, Mr. Bob Ike. And, Bob, this is what we call our Sensory Overload Saturday.
Yeah, good morning, John. We had one last week, a Sensory Overload Saturday, with tons of Breeders' Cup prep races and more this weekend. We're a month out now, and the two-year-olds are going to be in the spotlight today. So it will be getting Dave Grinning from Daily Racing Form on in just a minute, his opinion on the 3 2-year-old colt races today. And we saw a lot yesterday as well, John.
Right. The prep races for this weekend really got underway yesterday at Keeneland on their opening day. And I wanted to ask you just for a quick recap. They ran three races with Breeders' Cup implications. The first was race seven yesterday, the Grade 2 Phoenix, a 6-furlong dirt sprint for older horses. What did you think about the winner, Nakatomi, and the field?
Well, just kind of to summarize all three of those races, John, at Keeneland yesterday, in my opinion, we did not see a Breeders' Cup winner run yesterday at Keeneland. Nakatomi won the Phoenix, which is the 6-furlong sprint race on the dirt. I thought it was a very workmanlike win. He came from far back, actually last early in a small field of six, and he ran down Durante, who was the longest shot on the board, got up by a neck. Kurt Becker put him in the winner's circle at the 16th pole, and he was pretty much life and death to get there. So not overly blown away by that win, 109-4 for the 6 furlongs. 2-year-old fillies followed that up in the Jessamine, a mile and a 16th on the turf, a very bunched-up field. The winner was Imagination Lady at 10-1. The favorite in the race, Time to Dream for Todd Pletcher, didn't have a great trip, but finished third at even money. And, John, it was just one of those kind of races where, you know, six or seven of them are within a few lengths on the wire. Didn't strike me as a great race either. And then the final Breeders' Cup race was the Alcibiades 2-year-old fillies on the main track. There was an overwhelming favorite in Tommy Joe, and she ultimately was the winner, but it was through disqualification of Percy's Bar, who I thought was going to hold sway, but the rider, Luan Machado, got kind of careless, hit left-handed, came out into Tommy Joe. There was about a half length between them at that time. Percy's Bar went on to win by 2 3/4. Tommy Joe finished up on her wrong lead. Did not look like a horse to me who wants two turns or any part of it. So I'm kind of negative on all three of those Keeneland preps yesterday. I'm going to take a stand against all three races.
Well, as far as buyer speed figure goes, for the Phoenix Stakes, Nakatomi got a 93 buyer winning the Phoenix. The Just a Mind you just talked about, Imagine the Lady got a 73 buyer speed figure for that win on the grass. And in the DQ of Percy's Bar and Tommy Joe, the speed figure for the Alcibiades was a 75. So the numbers kind of correlate with what you're saying, Bob. Not really a standout performance in any of those three races. Well, let's move on to what's happening today.
That's good
go ahead.
Know, John, that the numbers match the visual. So I'm negative on all three. I'll take stands against all three of those races once we get out here to Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, let's move on to today. And you talked about we're going to have a special guest we're going to bring in, and that's Dave Grinning from Daily Racing Form. He covers the New York circuit, you know, Aqueduct, Belmont, Saratoga, and everything else out there. But he also handles a lot of the national events, the Triple Crown, the Breeders' Cup. And yesterday, if you picked up a Friday edition of Daily Racing Form, you see starting yesterday and all the Fridays going into the Breeders' Cup, they do their Breeders' Cup coverage race by race. And Dave is also handling not only the classic, but he's handling the 2-year-old, the juvenile race for the colts on the dirt. And with all the prep races on the dirt today around the country, we thought we'd bring in Dave to talk about those. Good morning, Dave Grinning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Doing great. Let's go place by place. We'll start in your neck of the woods, and let's head out to Belmont at Aqueduct. The Champagne goes as race number 7 today. And it's interesting that number 6, It's Our Time, coming off a 17-length victory at Saratoga, that was a sprint. And what did you think of Tom Amos deciding to run It's Our Time back in a one-turn mile as opposed to maybe going down to the Breeders' Fraternity and trying a two-turn race with a horse that, you know, won by the length of the grandstand at Saratoga?
Yeah, it is a bit interesting that he chose this race. Now, he does have another horse in the Breeders' Fraternity named Big Dom, who was a narrower winner. Anybody would be a narrower winner, I guess, and It's Our Time. But he said to me that Jose Ortiz got off that horse and said, this horse, meaning Big Dom, definitely wants two turns. So I think he's using that as a, you know, basis to put Big Dom in the Breeders' Fraternity. And he's talking more about a gradual stretch out with It's Our Time, which if it was his only horse, I would think that he would probably try and stretch him out in the Breeders' Fraternity. He does not really run at Aqueduct very often, at least this time of year. Listen, that horse is going to disappoint almost no matter what, because he's not going to win by 17 and three-quarter lengths, not only not today, but ever again. And if he does, then we've got a freak on our hands. That race visually was impressive, but only him. The others behind him, the horse that I judge it by this, the horse that ran second was a heavily bet horse who set the pace, who was gasping at the eighth pole, and nobody could pass him. He held, Hero Declared, he held second. What was behind him? Now, I know when you win by 17 three-quarter lengths, that's a little bit less important, but still, you wanted it. I don't know what he is. So is he this freak, or did he just catch the right field on the right day and the right track? I think this is the right step for this horse, 6.5 to a mile, because I don't think I'm guessing they don't necessarily think he's, you know, a Derby-type horse, and they're trying to get that grade one right away, and this is the spot to try it. I don't think he's a lead pipe cinch in this spot, but he deserves to be the favorite, and he will be.
Of the horses that he's taking on today, I thought Talkin was impressive running down a very well-regarded Schwarzenegger in his first time out. And just looking at the race in general, a one-turn mile, it's hard to figure out how this race is going to be run. It looks like there's got to be a fast pace.
Well, Stradale looks like he's going to be on the lead. He's the horse that Talkin ran down in the 7-furlong race at Saratoga. He's breaking.
I'm sorry. I don't know why he said yes.
No
Go
problem.
Ahead.
So he went. So he'll be there. And I think a horse. I'm not. It's just ASAP, who was on the lead in a 2-turn mile race at Monmouth Park and couldn't see it out per se. I think he'll be there. He's also on the lead at Ellis Park on 7/8. I think you'll have those two on the lead, with Napoleon Solo and Talk not too far behind, and they're drawn on the outside post. I think if there's a horse that's going to beat It's Our Time, it's going to be one of the two outside horses, Napoleon Solo or Talk. And I agree with you. I thought Talk, to run down a horse that had already had a race, I'm a big proponent with, you get all these bad, hot-tipped first-time starters, but in these races at Saratoga, typically – it's the horse making his second start, whether he had run at Saratoga once before or came in from Kentucky or wherever, that would get the job done. And I thought Stradale was going to get the job done in that second start. And Talkin, even though he's a little bit green, racing on the wrong lead, got up and beat him. And I do expect Danny Gargan's 2-year-olds to run a little bit better second time out. So I'm interested in Talkin, perhaps, as the one that could potentially upset It's Our Time.
Bob Ike, let's head down to Kentucky.
Hey, Dave, good morning. Let's look at the race at Keeneland. The Breeders' Futurity goes as race 9. I'll have a heavy favorite in there as well, in Ted Naffy, not Ned Toffee, who is the namesake at Spindrift. But this horse has been super impressive in 2 starts. Again, a horse stretching out around 2 turns, as I believe all these are in here. A couple of them have gone 1-turn miles, but they're going to go around 2 turns today. What do you make of Ted Naffy's chances?
Look, I've been impressed with Ted Naffy, but I've also was impressed with Tommy Joe, maybe not as much. And then she, as you mentioned earlier, did not run that well yesterday in her 2-turn debut, coming off the spinaway win. I expect Ted Naffy to run better than that. The horse that I think could beat him is Blackout Time for Ken McPeak. That horse does have a mile win at Ellis Park that did produce 4 next out winners. And I thought that he's a horse, another trainer, where McPeak's horses typically run better second time. He doesn't usually win first time. He's got, although he has had several first-time winners this year, although this horse actually did win second time out, I should say. I'm sorry, he was second first time out. But I just think his horses are going to improve, and I think he will be one for sure that'll get the 2 turns and the mile on the 16th. I don't believe Ted Naffy won't get it, but I do think he has a strong contender in Blackout Time. And just if you hadn't seen it, Ewing is scratched. He has an issue that will sideline him the rest of the year. So that 7-horse field is now 6.
So that's the 6-horse field in the Breeders' Futurity. Then we come out to California. The American Pharoah goes as race number 3 on our card at Santa Anita today, Dave. And we've got a field of 6. And not surprisingly, Bob Baffert has 4 of these.
I think it's a very interesting race, though, to be honest with you. He doesn't have Brandt in here, who would probably be the favorite if he was. You have Desert Gate, who was second to Brandt in the Delmar Futurity and had won 2 races pretty solidly before and is a deserving favorite. I'm interested in a little bit of a long shot for Bob today. I don't know if he's good enough or not. But I found it interesting that he decided to put Plutarch in this race, coming off a second place finish on the turf race. He was second to Intrepido, who's also in the American Pharoah, but he didn't have a great start in that race. The pace was kind of slow, and I liked the way he finished and galloped out. I was a little surprised that he put him on the turf second time out. I'm wondering if that was more because he's got all these horses in different spots and that he's convinced that this is a true distance horse. So I'm going to, he's listed at 10-1 in the morning. I'm going to take a flyer on Plutarch as a horse that might, in a race with 2-year-olds, which you don't know how good they truly are, I think his price is too enticing for me to sit that one out.
Yeah, it's a little surprising that Bob Baffert put Plutarch on the grass last time. He might have just wanted to get another route race in, and there might have been no other opportunity. And you have that gap between the end of Del Mar and when Santa Anita starts. So if he wanted to get one in without going to Los Alamitos, that probably had to be the spot. And just interesting to me that, the first thing I look at with the Bob Baffert horses is who is Juan Hernandez riding. You've got to think he had his choice of the Baffert horses in general. And he shows up on Desert Gate, who ran really well in the Del Mar Futurity. He went to his knees at the start. And he showed a little different dimension coming from off the pace, took dirt in his face, and he gave Brand a hard time. And I wasn't sure he was going to be a route horse, but that last race made me think, well, he ought to be able to at least get a mile or a mile in the 16th.
You're probably right. Just too short a price to me to get involved there, because he should be the favorite and be a deserving one at that. And look, he's run three times already. He had another, good one in him, perhaps. I just, was just looking to try and get a little creative in that spot there, because I do think Plutarch is a route horse. We think Desert Gate is. I think I know that Plutarch is a route horse. I guess is the way I should say.
I can't argue that fact. He'll be running late, so that'll be an interesting race. That goes again. It's the third race. It's early on the card as Santa Anita. Dave, you're also covering the Breeders' Cup Classic for Daily Racing Form. And anything on the docket today as far as those older horses that you want to try and keep an eye on anywhere? I thought the emphasis today was on 2-year-olds, whether it be grass or dirt, all through the day.
Yeah, all the classic preps are pretty much done. They were all last week with, and some of these aren't racing since, at least for New York's purposes, Saratoga. I mean, it's amazing. Half the classic field right now is stabled in Saratoga. Todd Fletcher has 3, maybe 4, with Antiquarian, the Jockey Club Gold Cup winner, Mindframe, who got his rider, he lost his rider in the Jockey Club Gold Cup. And then Fierceness, who came out your way and won the Pacific Classic, he's back in Saratoga. You had Locke, who won the Woodward last week, who's in between the Dirt Mile and the Classic. And you could make a case for him to run in the Classic based on the way he ran in your San Diego Handicap back in March. Now, is he back to that level? Hard to tell off beating just 2 horses in the Woodward. But if it's going to be his last career race, why not take a swing for $7 million? I don't know that the Dirt Mile does anything for you. And there's no guarantee to win that if Nyxos and White Barrio and Mystic Dan show up in that spot. So I wouldn't be too surprised, even though the trainer and the owner, different horses, have other horses in the race. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the classic field. I believe Sierra Leone probably worked this morning up at Saratoga. Todd's 3 worked yesterday. Sovereignty, I think, is going to work tomorrow for Bill Mott, also in Saratoga. I'm hoping to go up there next weekend and get a view of these horses and see how they're all doing.
And the one race we did see earlier in the week, midweek, we saw Forever Young come back in Japan, and he had his prep race, and it looked like a pretty handy win.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's sort of doing the same thing he did last year. I believe last year he ran in a 3-year-old restricted race and got an easy win, and then ran a pretty solid third, the Classic. And he did have another solid effort here against older horses. I think he won by about 2 3/4 or 3 lengths. And, didn't really get touched by the whip and was wide a little bit throughout. So probably the perfect prep. It's kind of cool that we're going to have the top 3 finishers from last year's Classic in this year's Classic with Sierra Leone, Fierceness, and Forever Young, plus the 3-year-olds, Sovereignty, Journalism, Baeza, Nevada Beach. I really think it's a stellar field. It could be as good a field since the 1998 Classic, if you want to know the truth. I think 1 to 10, I think it's and I think Highland Falls is going to show up there. So 1 to 10.5. I don't know if Highland Falls is the same one that won the Jockey Club Gold Cup last year, but basically top to bottom, I think this is a stronger field that you could make a case for the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Oh, I agree. It's going to be a great race to watch and wager on. Speaking of wagering, I'm not going to let you go without trying to get a radio play from you today. We always ask our guests, and I know you're not afraid to go to the window. So how about something live for us today, anywhere you want to go in the country?
Let's see. Let's go here. There's a horse in the Frisette who's light on speed figures. Her first race, from a visual standpoint, was really impressive. Her name's Five Bars. It's trained by Shug McGahee. Really got slammed coming out of the gate, was last. And first-time starters don't typically overcome that and get up to win. And she did. She also had to come in between horses. And even at the eighth pole, she looked like she had no chance. And she came through and got up. It wasn't a fast race on speed figures, but for two-year-olds, I'm going to kind of overlook that. And I believe that she's going to get a nice fast setup today. And if she breaks and is a little bit closer, she'll have less to do. I think the one-turn mile for this daughter of Max Field is going to fit her very well. And I just like her. It wasn't a great field, but I think she was the most impressive visually to me at Saratoga. Scratch number 5, Satane, which was probably the best of the trio for Safi Joseph. She showed signs of colic after shipping up here from Florida.
So that's the sixth race today, Belmont at Aqueduct, number 9, 5 bars, 5-1 in the program. That's for Dave Grinning at Daily Racing Form. Dave, thanks for taking the time to join us today. We'll be reading your articles every Friday, and we'll see you out here in California pretty soon.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the day.
That was Dave Grendick from Daily Racing Form. Bob, let's go ahead and take our time out. When we come back, you and I will give our selections like we do early in the show, and then we'll touch base with Bet on Bruce Finkelstein. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah. Flattening the hill.
Angels radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the bet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactas and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to bet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco, and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, before we, you and I give our selections today, let's talk about our cowbred of the week. And it's not somebody who ran last week, but let's look at the cowbreds who are running in the stakes races today.
Well, let's start off with kind of the headliner of the cowbreds running today, and that is Chismosa, who runs in the second race, the Chillingworth. And this could be the final race of her career, John. She's going to be sold at auction in November. But what a career it's been. She's a five-year-old. She's danced every dance, owned and bred by Jaime Ranella. She's made over $640,000 running on dirt, turf, long, short. She shows up every time, 6 wins, 5 seconds, and 6 thirds. So a big tip of the hat to Chismosa, one of the real tough, hard-hitting cowbreds. And then we want to wish luck also to some two-year-olds that are running in the last race on the card, the Speakeasy. We've got cowbreds in there, Ventry Strand, Arkadelphia, and Thirsty Rebel. So a good selection of cowbreds running on today's card. And John, also tell us about that maiden bonus and the awards being offered.
Right, for next year, starting with the Santa Anita Winter Meet that begins the day after Christmas, if you win a straight maiden race, whether it's a cowbred maiden race, open maiden race, or one of those restricted maiden special weights, you pick up the cowbred owner's premium of $12,500. That number moves to $15,000 during the Del Mar Summer Meet next year. For the Del Mar Fall Meet of 2026, that number is $12,500. And at all Los Alamitos meets next year, you get a $10,000 cowbred owner's premium check if you win a maiden special weight. So a lot of ways to boost the value of these cowbreds, helped out by these cowbred maiden bonus awards. Bob, let's talk a little bit first, before our picks, about we've been monitoring the handle on the Coast to Coast Pick 5 and, you know, the new Sunset 6, Pick 6 at Santa Anita, and what it may be doing to the pools. Just to give the numbers, last Sunday, the Coast to Coast Pick 5, the handle was just 29,307, and yesterday the Coast to Coast Pick 5 handled 25,455. And on the Sunset 6, last Sunday, with a carryover, two-day carryover, 47,000 going into that, just 68,319 was bet into that with that carryover. And then yesterday, the Sunset 6 handled was 12,655. I don't think these are the numbers that Santa Anita was hoping for.
Well, we talked about it on the show last week, John, the danger of cannibalizing your product. We talked also that a lot of these races overlap between the Coast to Coast and then the Sunset 6, which is the last three races at Gulfstream, the last three races at Santa Anita, which also coincide with the late Pick 3 at Santa Anita. Just it's a lot of different pools to be in, a lot of overlapping bets, and only a limited amount of money out there. And I don't see that this Sunset 6 has really moved the needle. In fact, it's probably taken away from some other pools, including the Coast to Coast, which used to do a very robust business when it was run on Saturdays and Sundays, but not so far, John. So not a good outlook at early on after only 2 weeks.
Well, you know, you have to, when you're budgeting and setting up your wagering menu for that you want to play for the day, you have to figure out what you're going to spend on what wager. A lot depends on what the pool sizes are. So be careful and keep an eye on everything that goes there. As far as plays today, Bob, I know you put out your sheet today at Santa Anita. So let's get the information, what you have there, and let's get a radio play from you.
Yeah, real tough card, I thought. A lot of the races, you know, besides those good two-year-old preps, I thought there were some wide-open turf racing today. My best plays were in races 4, 6, and 10. I put $162 into the late pick 5, races 6 through 10. Good field size through that 5-race sequence. I'm going to go the 4th for my radio play. And, John, I thought this was a really competitive race. First level allowance, optional claimers. A couple of the favorites in here, like Cuban Confusion and Suchet, are very deep closers that could make them vulnerable in a full field. I'm going to take a horse on the outside named Russell's Hustle, who is stepping up, no doubt about it, a winner of a restricted three lifetime. So this is a tougher field, but this horse is really going good now since being claimed by Peter Miller. If he can transfer that Del Mar form here to Santa Anita, I think he's going to be very tough. Hector Berrios rides. He's got enough tactical speed, I think, to get a spot early and not get hung out too wide. He's 6-1 on the morning line. So fourth race for me, number 10, Russell's Hustle is the play, 6-1 on the morning line. And, John, I know you've got your Breeders' Cup seminar coming up with John Hardoon. That's next month. So let's get a word out about the South Point, a phone number. And I think you're going to go to Keeneland for your Lindo Report selection today.
Right. I've done Lindo Reports for both Santa Anita and Keeneland today. They're available for free at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas or at todaysracingdigest.com. And if you want to get out there for our seminar, that'll be on Halloween evening, October 31, about 6 o'clock. The phone number to call, Steve Johnson, 866-780-7223. And he can tell you how you can get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players Rate. Again, we've got baseball playoffs going on, college football today, pro football tomorrow. A lot to do at the South Point right now. So go on out there and say hi to Steve. As far as my radio play, Bob, I'm going to go to Keeneland. I'm going to go to race number 4. In the fourth race, number 9, Montador. Really liked the two races this horse has shown since moving to the turf. A very easy win last time at Kentucky Downs. Has tactical speed and a turn of foot. That's the kind of a ought to work out a really good trip here in this race, a mile and a 16th at Keeneland, post 8 with the scratch of number 7, Anagata. 9-2 on the program, I think number 9, Montador, a horse on the way up at Keeneland. That'll be my play today, and you can pick up all of our selections for both Bob and I and Bob Mazursky, who has a day off, at todaysracingdigest.com. And just a shout-out to Bob Mazursky. He gave out 406 Creed at $7 last week at Santa Anita on the radio show. Let's bring in our guest for this segment, and that's Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Bruce, a lot going on today, and we've got a lot of stuff to choose from. I wanted you to take a look at a really good race, and that's the Coolmore Turf Mile at Keeneland today, one of many Breeders' Cup winning your end races, and it's a good deep field with some Euro Invaders.
Yeah, I think this is probably the best race on the card. And good morning, John and Bob. I think this may be the highest of quality races today at Keeneland. There's three Euro shippers. I wanted to touch on them because I took a look at these horses on the video, and I think the longest shot of the three, John Quill for Judmont, might be the best play or the most interesting horse of the trio in that he is a true miler. If you look back at his career, his last race he won at Goodwood at a mile. It says prominent, not true. He was second to last early. He closed into a typical Euro pace that day, and he was game to get the win. If you look back at his earlier on in his three-year-old campaign, he was second to Henry Matisse. Does that name ring a bell? He won the Juvenile Turf Breeders' Cup last year. So he is a top runner in Europe also, and he was coming back on Henry Matisse. He was super game. Those are his last 2 miles. He's got a closing gear. I love closers from Europe because they get more pace to run at in America. I think he's the more intriguing horses of the other two. Diego Valdez is a horse with Euro speed. He's not super impressive as far as his running style. He's definitely got quality, and I also think Wood Shauna, who's got a good close, you know what? He might be a late-running sprinter. So of the three, I think John Quill is the way to go. The American horses that I would consider program trading needed his last race certainly can move forward off of his. And Brilliant Birdie's a pretty hard-knocking sort who gets off of Kentucky Downs and gets more into a conventional kind of race. So for me, it's the 12, John Quill. I'll also use the 8 program trading and the 10, Brilliant Birdie.
So that's the 12, John Quill, 15-1 on the program. Nice price, 10th race today at Keeneland. Bob Ike, let's get some radio stuff from Bruce Finkelstein.
Yeah, Bruce, I don't know if you want to use that as your Keeneland play or you want to go somewhere else for your first of two more radio plays.
Yeah, let's stay at Keeneland for another 15-to-1 shot. How about that? I'm going to give you a duo 15-to-1 shots. How about the eighth race is the First Lady and another good group getting together here? The horse that really interests me is Nanda Dea, who came in from Argentina for Ignacio Correas, who's announced his retirement. This is a very underrated barn over the years. I believe this trainer won a Breeders' Cup race back in 2019. I think the horse was named Blue Prize. Anyway, this was an Argentinian who loves to win races. She won on her U.S. debut off a 10-month layoff at Keeneland. Go back and watch her race at Fairgrounds. Granted, it wasn't a graded stakes, but she was stuck deep into the stretch behind a couple of front runners and made kind of a miraculous move to the outside to win. She is all racehorse. Her only two losses come in a mile and a quarter and on a heavy dirt running. She's 8-for-9 lifetime on the turf. She can sit a trip. She loves coming off layoffs. And this trainer, again, I think he's going to go out with a bang. So in race 8, the 3, Nanda Dea, the horse to beat is the 5, Dynamic Pricing for me, who looked super winning at Saratoga last out. She's definitely consistent. The horse to beat. I like the 3 at a price, though, Nanda Dea, to beat the 5, Dynamic Pricing.
That's the 8th race at Keeneland, number 3, Nanda Dea, 15-to-1 on the morning line for Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, we're late on the break. Did you want to do something at Santa Anita? You want to just strike?
Yeah,
go ahead.
You can just real quick at Santa Anita, first race, I think the 12 checks on the way. He loves 6 furlongs. He gets back to 6 furlongs, gets that man Juan Hernandez. He'll get the pace he needs. So race 1, the bottom horse, the 12 checks on the way.
Very easy. First race at Santa Anita, number 12, checks on the way, 5-to-1. That's for Bruce Finkelstein. You can get all of Bruce's selections at betonbruce.com. Bruce, enjoy a sensory overload Saturday. Let's have some fun today.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll head out to New York, talk to John Hardoon, and we'll touch base with Scott Shapiro and see what happened on the Chappie Hour today. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Show us everything you've got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you want to go for a spin. The party's just begun.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and more. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires Tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars, and always a full lineup of the top runners in California. Don't miss Night Racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. This Saturday night, the nation's top juveniles will race in the trials to the Grade 1 Golden State Million Futurity. Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity winner Jess I'm Worth It, Kindergarten winner Beautiful, and Governor's Cup winner Mayor Humdinger will be joined by many of the top two-year-olds from around the country. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Join us for a full night of trials for the Golden State Million tonight.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linder with Bob Ike. And Bob, let's get an update on where horse players can qualify for the National Horse Players Championship. And let's get a word from our new sponsor, TwinSpires.com.
All right, let's start with the NTRA. So go to NTRA.com to get qualified for the 2026 NHC in Las Vegas. Today's qualifiers are a low-ratio $500 online tourney at horseplayers.com, and then there's also on-track play today at Monmouth Park. So two opportunities there, and let's welcome TwinSpires.com, our new sponsor. It's opening weekend at Keeneland, and Twin Spires has you covered. Enjoy the graded stakes action all weekend long with Twin Spires' $10 bet back promotion. Get your money back if your horse finishes second or third on selected races Saturday and Sunday at Keeneland. Download the Twin Spires app or visit TwinSpires.com to jump in on all the action this opening weekend at Keeneland. John, also a 15% odds boost today on win wagers at Woodbine. So lots of good stuff going on at TwinSpires.com.
Lots of ways to lower that takeout play at TwinSpires.com. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's John Hardoon from the Ragus and Sheets. And John, I saw the weather conditions look good at Belmont at Aqueduct so far, and one of the best wagering races at Belmont today is the Frazette Stakes. Why don't you to take a look at that? That goes as race number 6 on the card, the scratch at number 5, so it leaves a field of 10.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Everything's good. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. All right, so there is a late scratch of the 5 there. This is a mile race. Most of these horses going this distance for the first time. Brad Cox ships in the number 7 horse in here, Chopsticks, 2-year-old filly. Has 2 starts, one at Churchill, one at Ellis, both of them very good. She now stretches out to that mile. She's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Florent Giroux aboard to ride. I like number 7, Chopsticks, to upset and win this year's Frazette.
So that's the 6th race of Frazette Stakes. Number 7, Chopsticks, a nice 8-1 on the program for Brad Cox and Florent Giroux. That's at Belmont at Aqueduct. Bob Ike, what do you have for Mr. Hardoon?
Well, John, all you did last week was give us Judge Davis, $26.46, a winner at Belmont at Aqueduct. Let's get the first of your radio plays. I want to make it 2 weeks in a row, John.
Well, if we are lucky enough to make it 2 weeks in a row, I'm giving out 2 price plays today. And the first one comes in the 11th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Actually, the same connections that won last week. Mike Maker sends out the number 4 horse in here, Brits Wit, a 6-year-old gelding who's really getting good now. Ricardo Santana aboard to ride, and he's been riding terrific since moving his tack to New York. This horse is listed at a ridiculous 20-1 on the morning line. I like number 4, Brits Wit, to upset and win today's 11th race out at Belmont at the Big A.
So 12-1 wasn't good enough. We're going for 20-1 today, 11th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Number 4, Brits Wit for John Hardoon. And, John, did you want to go to Keeneland or Santa Anita for your second play?
We're going to go to Santa Anita. We got another price playing here, guys. It's the eighth race today. This is the Rodeo Drive, a mile and a quarter down the hillside turf course. And trainer Bill Walden ships in the number three horse in here, Speed Chopper, a four-year-old filly who is really getting better with each and every start. This horse is listed at 15-1 on the morning line. She's been running a mile and three-eighths her last couple of races, so I think she'll have no problem handling the mile and a quarter. Kazuchi Kimura aboard to ride. East Coast shippers have had a lot of success on the turf that ship west, and that's the case here. I like number three, Speed Chopper, to upset and win this year's Rodeo Drive.
So that's the eighth race at Santa Anita, the Rodeo Drive. Number three, Speed Chopper, only 15-1 on the program. You're going a little chalky on us here, John, but we'll do the best we can with that. The three-horse Speed Chopper, eighth race at Santa Anita. And, John, give us what you have available today at johnhardoon.com.
J-O-N-H-A-R-D-O-O-N.com, three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at the Big A. We have Keeland, and, of course, Santa Anita selections.
Well, keep seeing the ball, John. You've been doing really good work, and I'm looking forward to taking a shot with these long shots today. Go get them. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
That was John Harduna of the Rags and Sheets, and let's head out now and talk to the head man at Chappie Hour, and that's Scott Shapiro. Scott, the boys are giving us some prices today. Good morning.
Geez, they are. Good morning, and they're doing so ahead of me. John Harduna keeps picking winners. Are they going to maybe start intentionally walking them and giving me better pitches to hit?
Listen, the money spends no matter who we can work it off of. So we're going to try and we're going to hit the daily double, you and Hardoon. How's that? Before we get a radio play from you, Scott, I know you did on the Chappie Hour a lot of work at Keeneland. I wanted you to look at that First Lady, that race in the grass. It's a grade one. Race 8 on the card, there are some scratches in there, but it's still a big field. And to me, it's an absolutely wide-open race. How do you see the First Lady?
Yeah, well, I think the connections of many horses agree with you that it's wide open. Chad Brown's won the race 7 straight years, and he's got 2 entered. Normally, they scare someone away, or somewhat more than someone. Not this time. Oversubscribed field, as you mentioned. You lose the 6 Simmering, the 11 Great Generation, and 3 of the AEs, including Special Juan. But it's still a really, really good race. You know, Bruce kind of stole my thunder with Non de Dea, who I'm wondering if we're going to get 15-1 on, but he made the really good points about Nacho Correas retiring from training at the end of this year, going back to Argentina. This horse steady works ever since coming off the break. You know, obviously something went wrong, but this horse makes a lot of sense to me. But Chad Brown's duo of Dynamic Pricing and Suggesta both have big chances in here. Dynamic Pricing will be coming from out of it. Suggesta should be a little bit closer to the pace. You've got Choicha on the rail, who ran a winning race in the Jenny Wiley, up against it a little bit in the Diana, going a little further last out. Rakea, who could be on the lead for Todd Fletcher. There are lots of ways to go. Great betting race here. But I'm with Bruce Finkelstein going with number 3, Non de Dea, in the First Lady.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Shapper?
Hey, good morning, Shapper. I know you've been doing a lot of stuff both online and in print. Busy week for you. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Good morning, Iker. Yeah, I'm going to go to race 2 at Keeneland and go. We're going to go to the maybe special weight ranks, 2-year-old first-time starters. And number 2, Commandment, won't be as big a price as either of John Hardeen's, but hopefully is a winner. This is a son of the mischief, the debuts for trainer Brad Cox. I don't know if this is the strongest field of maiden special weight 2-year-olds. I guess we'll find out. But Cox, you know, he doesn't have as great a numbers with 2-year-old firsters in some spots, but certainly when he debuts them in the fall at Keeneland, he means business. 9-26 over the last 2 years. And two-year-old first-timers debuting in Dirk Sprint to Keeneland, 204 ROI. This is out of the dam. This colt's out of the dam, Sipicon Harbor, the 2018 spinaway winner. You attract Irad Ortiz Jr. I think number 2, Commandment, is going to run real big at first asking. 7-2 on the line, race 2 at Keeneland.
So that's race 2 at Keeneland, number 2, Commandment, 7-2 on the program. That's for Scott Shapiro. Scott, great work on the Chappie Hour. I enjoy listening to those every Saturday, and I'll tune it again next Saturday, and then we'll talk to you live.
Sounds good. I'm waiting for one of you guys to wake up at, 3:30 in the morning to prepare for one and become a guest. But Well, maybe you have to wait another lifetime until that.
Anytime, Shopper.
Yeah, don't hold your breath, my friend. All right, thanks, Scott. That was Scott Shapiro. Let's take our final break, and when we come back, we've got Michael Rona for the final segment. A lot to talk about, a lot going on at Los Alamitos. How about 14 Golden State Million trials tonight? You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players. Join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, if our players need a place to go to get these wagers in on all the long shots on Thoroughbred LA today, let's give them some options.
Yeah, plenty of opportunities, John, and plenty of places to go. Let's start down in your area, down in the San Diego in the Gaslamp district there. Gaslamp Tavern, Paddock on 5th, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. They open at 10 a.m. daily. Working our way up to Orange County to the OC Tavern, now open for simulcast wagering, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And then my favorite spot, John, and I'll be out there tomorrow. Been a few months since before Del Mar, but I'll be out at the Derby Room at Fairplex. See Brandon and Monica. Say hello. Tell me you heard about it right here on TBLA. Three great options if you can't be on track.
You're going to have to take Andy Harris out there and get a food review, because the food out at the Derby Room is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go ahead and bring in our final guest, and he's going to be a busy guy tonight. That's Michael Rono, the track announcer at Los Alamitos. And, Michael, a spectacular card of Golden State Million Trials tonight. And how about 14 trials?
Yeah, incredible card, John. Good morning to you, mate. 14 trials with 113 two-year-olds, and only the 10 fastest individual times will qualify to the final in 3 weeks, which carries the richest purse in the last 14 years of $1.17 million for the Golden State Million Futurity. 400 yards the distance, and with 14 races, we're offering three pick fours, beginning with races 1, 6, and 11, and the pick 6 doesn't begin until race 9.
Well, that's a lot to do. And I tell you what, there's some serious quality of these two-year-olds. You've got Futurity qualifiers from all over the place coming in tonight.
Yes, we certainly do. Just to hit a few big names for you, the opening trial has AJ Remember Me, who finished third in the Grade 1 Riadoso Futurity. Race 2 has the undefeated winner of our Kindergarten Futurity, Beautiful. Hasn't raced since, but she's fantastically talented. Race 4 has Accelerated, which is appropriate because he broke the record at the Los Alamitos Equine Sale last year, and that is ongoing this weekend. 2 days of the Los Alamitos Equine Sale, 12 o'clock start today and tomorrow. All those details, the catalogue, etc., at losalamitosequinesale.com. So Accelerated's in race 4. The fifth race has the Ed Burke Million winner, Jess I'm Worth, who has won 3 in a row. Race 8 has a horse called DR America's Dynasty, who was beaten just the neck in the Heritage Place Futurity. That's a Grade 1 at Remington. Race 12 has the brilliant filly French Valley, who was second in the Ed Burke Million Futurity. And race 13, Apollo Revenge, the Dead Heat winner of that Grade 1 at Remington, the Heritage Place Futurity. That horse is undefeated in 3 career starts. That's just a sprinkling of the tremendous talent lined up across 14 races tonight.
Well, Bob Ike, let's get some information regarding post times, and obviously we need a radio play with all those races from Mr. Rona.
Yeah, Michael, you'll be a busy man tonight. So what time do you get started, and then let's get a radio play?
First post is 6:05, and after the first set of changes at 30 minutes to post, we'll start rolling through a host of gatework videos. You'll be able to catch some of the local works of these horses who either have coming in from out of state or perhaps haven't raced locally for some time. Look, Beautiful in the second race is odds on the consensus page in the program and on the website. 5 out of 5 handicappers are picking her. She's 3 for 3. She won the Kindergarten Futurity. I'm going to take a stand against her. I just don't know that she's such a great bet at 4 to 5 because she's never raced beyond 300 yards. She hasn't raced since mid-May. She hasn't worked beyond 220 yards. And even though the sky is the limit for her potential-wise and ability-wise, I just don't see the value. There's a maiden out in gate 7 called Center of Attention, slightly quirky spelling, who she's 0-3. She's up against a 3-3 odds-on favorite. But she did race at 440 yards in her second career start. And in her Losail debut last time out at 300 yards, she was away very awkwardly. I liked her work late in the race. She hit the line well. She's beautifully bred. She gets to an outside post position. She's 8-1. I think there's something there. She's green and still learning, but at 8-1, I think she's worth playing around with. Race 2, number 7, center of attention.
Race 2, number 7, center of attention. Michael, we're out of time. Thanks so much, and good luck. We'll enjoy those races tonight.
Thanks. Appreciate it, fellas.
Before we go away, Toby Kellett not on the air today, but he did give us a radio play. Gulfstream Park today, race number 4, number 2, back him up. Play back him up, the 2 over the 6-7-5 for the exotics. That is Toby Kellett's play today. He's on the road. Bob Ike, thanks so much for helping me co-host today, and we will be back next Saturday. Tomorrow, Mike Willman, some more of the Breeders' Cup wrap-ups off a busy schedule today. Best of luck, everybody. Cash some tickets. Enjoy the great racing all around the country. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA. Talk to you next Saturday.
This guy says the horse can do. If he says the horse can do, can do, can do. I'm making Valentine, 'cause on the morning line, the guy's...